Now that's the trailer for the documentary Oko nad Prahou, The Eye Above Prague, which premiered in the city on Wednesday night. It's about Jan Kaplicki winning the contract to build a new national library building in the Czech Republic's first ever international architecture tender. However, his futuristic design, nicknamed the Blob, soon met opposition from the president and others, and the plan was abandoned. Tragically, the Czech-born architect died last year on the day his wife gave birth to their first child. Ian Willoughby spoke to Jan Kaplicki's widow, Eliška Kaplicki-Fuchsová, who produced the film, and asked her what she felt the fate of the Blob told us about the Czech Republic today.
It's a realistic story where we are in 2010 with our politics, and I'm really looking forward to see the reactions in London, where the film is going to be screened 2nd of July at the London Festival of Architecture, because I think architects are having very often, you know, these fights in their hands, you know, fighting for their buildings and for their visions and ideas. And but this time it's something different, because my husband, he was often saying that this fight is about democracy, about books, and about nation.
In the film, I think it's fair to say that the villains are the mayor of Prague, Pavel Bem, and the president, Václav Klaus. Are you personally angry about the position they took on the Blob?
Angry, not anymore. I don't think I would live my life peaceful with my daughter if I would be angry, you know. It's sad that we don't have the building and we don't have Jan anymore.
You produced and also co-wrote this film, so obviously you saw different parts of the film, you saw the whole film at different stages during the production. Has it been hard for you personally to work on it?
It was very hard, so I asked for the support from the professionals, producers, directors, editors, who might help us to give something more than just emotions. And I must say that they helped us a lot, because for me it would be impossible to finish the film without them.
And how is it when you watch the film today, or have you watched it many times since it's been completed?
I watched it in different stages. When the film had 100 minutes, 90, 80, now it has 78. And after, when it was done, I didn't see it. I saw it only once on the gala premiere, on the opening of Fabiofest, and I was truly very happy to see, you know, the standing ovations and that the people really liked the film. And for me, that was the end. I don't think that I will see the film anymore, probably only with a few people.
And that was Eliška Kaplicki-Fuchsová, the widow of Jan